Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Jesus, the Lord said He will increase us more and more. He's a God of abundance. Everything. Don't get caught up in the world's way of doing things. This world, I'm going to preach myself, this world is not my home. Now, I was born. Margie Arlene Jackson's my mother's name. Arlene, that's one of them old names. She gave birth to me 56 years ago. I still call her mama. I really don't call her mother, I call her mama. But 24 years ago, I got born again. And I call Daddy Abba, Father. Now, I have an earthly dad. He wasn't much a part of my life, but I forgave him because he should have been. Their children should have a father and a mother that they can rely on, that they can come to, they can have confidence in, that they can identify in, and know when they lay down that Daddy's watching over the place. Mama's going to, not just so this happens, but Mama's going to provide. She's going to cook for me. She's going to clothe. I'm just saying the way Mama did me. That's just in Mama's. You're your Mama's baby. Now, Daddy, I was his son or daughter because, you know, you just, come on, son. He ain't looking, he said, come on. We're going hunting. Come on, son. Now, Daddy's looking ahead. He ain't looking back like Mama. Come on. Mama making sure, get up here. Daddy's like, where are you at? He's already a mile down the road. Does that make sense to some of you guys? Come on, son. Our theme for this year, if you've missed any messages, you can go to our website, wofwc.org. Click on the YouTube channel, subscribe, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. And anytime when our new message comes up, if you got a phone, got a thing, it'll send you a notification. You got to do all these things and it'll remind you, pastor's preaching. From Word of Faith Worship Center. One day, all this is going to be gone. Well, one day we're going to be gone. The church is going to be gone. God, Jesus is going to rapture. He's coming back for His church. And those that haven't put faith in Christ, haven't got their oil in their lamps, they're going to be left in darkness. I'm not saying they won't be born again, won't be saved. But they're going to be facing another Christ. He's called the Antichrist. He's a deceiver. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a believer. I believe in the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God. And there's going to be an angel one day going to blow a trumpet, going to say, come up hither, and I'm gone. I don't have to say yes, Jesus. I've already said yes to Jesus. So when the trumpet blows, my spiritual ears are going to hear the sound, and that's all I got to know. I'm gone. How you say that? Que sera, sera. Whatsoever will be, will be. Amen. That means so be it. I'm gone. But until I leave, I'm going to preach as a preacher. If you're born again, you're a believer. You need to get people to believe on Jesus because He's the only way out of this mess. Come on. And He didn't start it. I just want to give an introduction. The title, what we're talking about, the theme going through the year is Psalms 23, and that should be easy for you to remember. Psalms 23 in 2023, if you can remember and write your check date right, you can remember to know the theme for your from your pastor is Psalms 23 in 2023. Fear not, for the Lord is with thee. I said He's with thee. Psalms 23:4. Jesus is the door. That'll help you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you got a choice. Some people are walking through or in fear. They stay in the valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Amen. I want to give you a little introduction. I haven't gave this yet, but introduction to the message today. Comparing Moses and Jesus, contrasting the two. Moses was given the Ten Commandments for the nation of Israel on Mount Sinai. Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount for the spiritual people of God. See, Moses was a shadow of the Christ that was to come. See, Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law. See, Moses was the lawgiver. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law. See, that's what he was doing. He was making another gospel. He was a prophet. Jesus was a prophet. Jesus is a prophet. But he also is God manifest in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us, the children showed us. See, that just wasn't a program. That was the gospel. Them kids preached the gospel. My wife directed a gospel message. Amen. God has gifted with her to see the gifts that in children that God has gifted in these children and put them in place. Amen. Pharaoh, contrasting Moses and Jesus, Pharaoh was alarmed that the children of Israel would one day outnumber the Egyptians. Pharaoh was in fear. He said, these people are getting bigger than our people. So you know what Pharaoh did, that Pharaoh back then? He said, when a Hebrew woman gives birth, take the firstborn and drown it. Take the firstborn baby and drown it in the Nile. That's what Pharaoh commanded the women that would be the, I forget what, midwives. That's evil. Bring it down to our day. Do I need to talk about abortion? It's okay. It's okay to abort your baby, to kill your baby. No, it ain't. If you get pregnant, you need to raise that baby and give that baby life. Give that baby a choice. That baby's got a choice too. Amen. Be adopted. Give the baby a choice to live. Period. Now, don't expect sinners to believe what you believe, but preach to them. Don't be silent. Amen. Pharaoh was alarmed and told him to do that. He gave orders that all boy babies, now male babies, he kept the daughters, just kill the male babies. Born to the Hebrews, be drowned in the Nile. Jesus' day. King Herod, same devil, same evil. See, we're not to hate people. We're to hate the devil. He's evil. That's all he brings forth is to kill, steal, and destroy. Talking about the devil. King Herod gave orders to kill all male babies in Bethlehem under 2 years of age, hoping to kill the prophesied newborn king of Israel. Moses led the slaves out of Egypt, the Hebrew slaves, giving them freedom and a new nation. Jesus delivered all humanity, all tongues, nations, and tribes, kindreds and tribes, the Bible says. Ethnicity. All colors, all tribes. Jesus did. Well, I believe we're supposed to follow his example. Amen. Jesus delivered all humanity from sin and death, giving us freedom and founding the church, the body of Christ. That's why this church will never shut and lock its doors down again, because we're a living entity. We give life here. We give choice of life to come here and get healed, to get saved, to get delivered. To get delivered in your finances, to get delivered out of darkness, depression, suicide thoughts. Come in here, you'll get free. Jesus will set you free. He'll set you free. If you'll choose to be free. Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years, working as a shepherd, before God called him back to Egypt to deliver his people. Jesus, the chief shepherd of our souls, fasted 40 days and 40 nights before beginning his ministry. He was a type and shadow. See, Moses was the shadow. Jesus is the type. Amen. He's the good type. I said, Jesus is good. God is good. The Gospel of John, we just read about a little bit of John, compares the manna God used to feed the Israelites to Jesus as the bread of life. John 6, 30 through 35. He is that bread. He is the word that came down from heaven. I got a little bit of revelation on that, but I'm still praying on it, Randy. I give it to you. Just a little bit, little nugget. Jesus was tempted in that wilderness by the devil. Jesus was hungry. He fasted 40 days, hadn't ate a thing. The devil said, "There's a rock, Jesus. If you God, turn that rock into bread." God could have did it. God has the power to do it. But he doesn't have the power, he doesn't have the control to make Jesus do anything. See, we have a free will. But Jesus knew it's not my will. I came down here not to do my will, but to do the Father's will. And Jesus said, "It is written." Jesus had read, "It is written." Man shall not, see, Jesus is the Son of Man. And in that man's body, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of my Father's mouth." See, that bread, that manna that came down from heaven was what? Food for the Israelites. But it didn't stay out there all day. It came up in the morning and it was gone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. See, they had to live by that word, that faith, every day, that God was going to be their provider every day. See, you just didn't, he said, don't gather it up. But on the sixth day, get you double. Fill it up. Because the seventh day, God says, it's time for you to rest. It's time for you to come to church and praise me, worship me, thank me. Because if you gather it up, it's going to turn into worms. And you know, there's some out there just said, let's just see. There's some that just don't believe. Come on, let's go out there on the sixth day, on the Sabbath day. Let's go get us some. Just tempting God. See, that was evil. See, that was evil to say what God says is not true. That's evil. That'll get you in trouble. Amen? So see, that bread, that manna, Jesus is that bread. Jesus is the bread that came down from heaven. He's the Word of God that we can't live without. There's some living without Jesus. They're not living. They're just existing. Come on, they're just existing. I was one. It's a sinner. I was just existing. And one day that sinner man, if he doesn't call on Jesus as Lord and Savior of his life, he's going to exist somewhere. It's called hell. It's called outer darkness. It's called separation from God. That's called the second death. The first death is a physical death that every man will see unless we go by the rapture. We'll never see that one. I'm hanging in. I want to experience that, Lord. I want to experience that rapture where I just pass by. I don't have to go by the grave. I go by the trumpet. Amen. I was sitting listening to a good message, Dr. Frederick Price, back in his, man, he must have been 30 years old. Billy Joe Daugherty's church. Billy Joe's in heaven. I was watching that. I was like, my God, these generals are in heaven. Fred Price is in heaven. He was looking there. Oral Roberts was on the front row. He's in heaven. I was like, my God. But you know what? I'm going to preach that gospel they were preaching. Faith. I got an assignment. Fred Price had an assignment. My assignment is to preach you faith. The word of faith. Preach faith to the world. Preach and teach faith to you. That's my assignment. Because the Bible says, faith pleases God. It's impossible to please God without faith. I got a good assignment. Amen. And that's what we're going to, when you come to Word of Faith Worship Center, you're going to hear something about faith. Amen. That's my assignment. And it just blessed me to hear Fred preach. It just blessed me. Because he went right to my scriptures, Romans 10, 8 through 10. Word of faith. You know what the word of faith is? You want to know today, the word of faith is the word of God. How does faith come? Hearing what? Word. The word of what? God. So what is faith? It's the word of God. That's what we preach, the word of God. Amen? You can't separate one from the other. When you preach faith, you're preaching God. And when you preach God, faith comes by hearing about God. Now, how many names does God have? Help me. 9. He's got a lot. He don't just have one. Now, there's one God, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Sitkanu, Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace, Nisi, Jehovah Nisi. So we'll just have to get into the names of God. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Wayne can sing you a song about that. All that is in his name, Jesus. Amen. So you need to know those different names. And I need to preach on them, teach on them. So what? You'll have faith for healing. So you'll have faith for peace. So you'll have faith for abundance. I just saw that 10%. God wants to bring it back 100 to you. Amen. Just add a zero. When you see 10, when you give 10, Randy, see 100. That'll make your giving a lot easier. Tell me, what's better, 10 or 100? Give that 10. That'll help you. I didn't hear that when I was ministering with you. I didn't have a revelation. That was revelation to me. Well, that just sounds stupid. That was revealed to me this morning by the Holy Ghost. It's mine now. I got it. I'm going to preach it. You're going to hear that now. But you got to believe it. If you're going to receive it, you got to believe it. And in your believing, I'll see you do it. Now, I don't look at your personal finances in this church, but God does. Come on. But he's not looking to judge you. He's looking to love you. He's not looking to judge you. He's looking to love you. And if you give him 10 cents, he'll give you 100 of that. I seen my first $1,000 gift come in twice this past year. But that was because me and my wife had personally gave $1,000 at one time to the kingdom. I seen it multiplied back. And I would have never thought it would have came by certain individuals. You don't need to know their names. So see, make God your source. And he'll use all kind of resources. Amen. And I just thank him for it. So now I got to stretch my faith. You know, sometimes I have to stretch my socks that I get bought. I'm not complaining, Sherry. Because I don't do the wash. I don't do the folding. I'm not complaining. But sometimes the socks in my drawer ain't my socks. And I can tell you by the time I put them on my feet, because I like to have my feet covered. Ooh, Reed would like to preach this message, wouldn't he? Come on, Tammy. He would have to buy this message, ain't he? We had to send it to him. But sometimes that sock don't cover my foot. And I take it to Rowan's room or somebody. It's not mine. And you know those little socks that women wear? I could take it and just shoot it like a rubber band. It's so tiny. You better put it in a bag if you put it in the washing machine because it might disappear. The washing machine will eat those things. They're so tiny they get through the basket. Put it in a bag. I'm giving you some revelation from an appliance technician. Where am I going with this? I don't know, but you laughing. That means you're getting healed. Because the Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Now, would you rather take the doctor's medicine or God's medicine? You just took a double dose. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thought I was being funny in my life just because to make somebody laugh, but now I'm getting people healed. I'm going to see people get healed. Because it's okay to laugh in church, to raise your hand in church, to do a little dance in church. You don't have to be a little dance. Get up and help yourself. We got somebody that can play some music now. It won't be so silent. Somebody starts stomping, and I'm going to say, Wayne, get up here and play the piano. Y'all know me. I don't like a quiet church. Neither does God. Ask King David. Ask his wife. Well, I can't remember her name right now, but she was despised when she saw him dancing his ephod. The Lord was so despising her, he shut up her womb. She didn't give the king no seed. Now, I'm not the judge, but God judged that. He didn't like that. He likes people. God inhabits the praises of his people. If you're unable to give children and come to church and start get out there and dancing and praising God, God can open up a womb. That's the blessing. That's what God wants you to do is be blessed and bear fruit after your kind. Oh, hallelujah. We might not even get past the introduction today. I got all year. I got to the rapture to preach this message. I got to say, I'm the pastor. I can just go with the flow. Amen. You know, the devil, a lot of times, and I just want to let you know, I made a decision last night. Forgive your pastor. I made a decision. I'm going forward with God. I'm just going forward. We're going forward. We're going to see some great things in the city of Concord. Amen. Fred Price, he just shook some, he helped me shake some things off. Now, he's in heaven now, but he preached that message like he preached that message because heaven was in him. Amen. I've never met the man personally, never been to any of his meetings, but they're there. All you got to do is go on YouTube and do Dr. Frederick K. Price. Man, his son's preaching the gospel. His wife might still be living. But I can tell you, he's not just laying around in heaven doing nothing. He's up there preaching that gospel, teaching. The gospel of John, a comparison of Moses with Christ, everything I just shared with you, a comparison of Moses with Christ is an important emphasis of the New Testament book of Hebrews, book of faith. And the New Testament book of Galatians contrasts the old law with the new relationship we have in God through Christ. Galatians is written for the church, for the Christians. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Ain't that awesome? And the law is holy, but it's been fulfilled in two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. See, if you love God and God loves you, you'll love your neighbor. And you'll fulfill all the other commandments that Moses was trying to get the children of Israel to do. In observing, if you'll do this, God will do that. Well, we don't have to get God to do it anymore because Jesus did it. All I got to do is believe it. Amen? And in my believing, I do it. Don't be a hearer of the word and go out here and deceive yourself like a man looks into a mirror and forgets what you look like. If you believe the word and conceive the word, go out there and do it. And it's in the doing that you receive it. It's in the doing it that the miracle happens. When you go out here and lay hands on somebody that's sick, you know, you ask them, can I pray for you? And you lay hands on the sick and get healed. That's a manifestation of God in you, working through you. That's a sign and a wonder to the, they might be a believer, but they ain't never seen that. They ain't never heard nobody lay hands on me. I always go to church, they tell me to, they don't tell me nothing. A lot of times that's what you get in church sometimes, you just get nothing. If it wasn't fresh manna, I'll make me a ham and cheese sandwich. I want fresh bread. I don't want no moldy bread. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith don't cometh by having heard. Come on, I want some fresh word. Amen. See, a lot of people say, well, you preaching Psalms 23? I heard that in Sunday school. Faith cometh by hearing. It's time to hear it again. You want to get healed? It's time to hear it. See, faith comes by hearing. Maybe back in Sunday school, you didn't have a revelation of what it. You see what I'm saying? I got a revelation this morning about the tithe, about the tenth. I'm getting 100. Amen. Get me 100. There's a thousandfold return in the Bible. I got to get the scripture before I teach about it, but go ahead and add another zero. Add a zero to the 100. What you got, Cindy? 1,000. It's not hard for God. We make it hard because we got to look at it. We know what the banker says. We know what the zero means. What does it mean with God? It means more. More for him to bless you with. Pastor Scott out of Hope Church in Matthews, they call it, they believe you can believe for teaspoonful faith or dump truck load faith. Measure. You got your teaspoon measure and then you got dump truck measure. That's hundredfold. Amen. See, God just uses him to say it a little bit different. But you see the difference between a tablespoon and a dump truck full. Now, there's different sizes of dump trucks. I've seen them caterpillars where a man looks like the size of a tire compared to that dump truck. That's the way I see God. When I think about giving, there's a truck. It's huge, Tammy. Moves mountains. Come on. That dump truck, they move mountains with it. I can preach on that. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll speak to that mountain. See, it ain't the size of the seed. It's the size of your God. Have faith in who made the mountains. Can he move them? Oh, yes, he can. It's called earthquakes. Amen. I like how there's a preacher called Mark Hankins. Anybody know Mark Hankins? You are listening to him. He said, if you could see what's on the other side of your mountain, you'd move it. You need you a promise from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Fear not, for the Lord is with thee. I said he's with us. Whew. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We talked about Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. That's called a relationship. He's my shepherd. He's not the shepherd. He's my shepherd. You've got to make him personal. You've got to come to Jesus and know that he's your shepherd. John 10:10, Jesus said, and he's the good shepherd. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am come that you might have life, Zoe, and have it till it overflows. So those who are truly born of God have power, have the power of God to enable us to win in life. Be winners, not whiners. See, if you're whining, you haven't believed. Amen? I know in whom I have believed, said the Apostle Paul. He went from believing to knowing. And he was fully persuaded. Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised, he was able to do it. Fully persuaded. Why? Sarah laughed. Amen. Sarah laughed, and God turned her laughter into joy. I tell you what, when a mama hears that baby cry, she's been carrying that baby for nine months. She hears the baby cry, mama got joy. The baby's alive. The baby's breathing. The baby's crying. The baby's living. Amen. And that's joy. The angels rejoice when one sinner gets born again. Amen. Lead one person. That salvation ain't just... Don't base it on getting born again. When you get somebody believing and get them healed, they get healed of a sickness. Hey, heaven's rejoicing. That's a part of salvation, being delivered, being healed. Now, the main thing is get born again. Go to heaven, because who wants to be the healthiest runner that goes to hell and lives separated from God in torment and flames? Don't do that. Amen? But enjoy the goodness of God. My Father says, he has laid up for me a crown. One day I'm going to wear it. I might as well just go ahead and see myself wearing it now. Because God doesn't take nothing back that he gives. Amen? And if you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Ghost seals you till the day of redemption. Your spirit is sealed. Your body and your mind's got to be renewed. Your body's got to walk in. I love what Fred Price said. And we're going to hear it preached at this church. And I'll just give you a question, because y'all give me the answer. Would you rather be healed, or would you rather... Is it better to be healed or to walk in health? Walk in health. That's our goal. That should be your goal setter. That's where you set your hope. By his stripes, you were... Therefore, say not, I'm sick. See, I'm not dealing with your am sick when I'm preaching to you. I'm dealing with your are healed. You follow Jesse the Planet, you'll hear him say that a lot. That's revelation to him. When people say, I'm sick, Jesse will give him, I'm not dealing with your sick. I want you to know you're healed. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Present tense. And if you get your mind, your spirit knows that. If you're born again, your born again spirit, it's on the inside of your spirit, but your mind doesn't understand it. When the Bible says when you plant the seed in the ground, that's by faith. And I leave it. I go to sleep. I go into bed and go to sleep. Why? God, the ground's working on the seed. When you believe God, put his seed in your heart, in your faith, give him your faith, and go to bed. Praising him and thanking you that you don't have to understand it. You just trust God. I'm not going to make this hard. I'm going to make it simple to you. I'm preaching it. I got to live it. That's why I said I stopped. I'm going to rest. Come on, we got to rest in the promises of God. Amen. Amen. Rest in them. Yes. The best for you is to rest. Getting God's best, we got to rest in his promises. But I got to give you faith. I got to preach these promises so you'll have faith. Preach the word so you'll have faith to receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to preach faith this year. Glory to God. I got to give Lisa a little bit more time up there. If y'all need to stand up and stretch, one little cheek up here is getting a little numb, just get up and stretch it. Wake it up. Do what you got to do. I've been by myself all week. I'm going to preach to somebody. I've been preaching to that dog for 4 days now. God said, preach this gospel to every creature. Let me tell you, I'm looking at some creatures with a new feature. Because if you get born again, the Bible says you are a new creature with a new feature. God's feature. I said his feature. And there's no sickness in God. There's no lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. You've got to see him that way. Amen. He gives you rest. Acts 2:38-39. We still on the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. Peter said to them, after he preached this gospel, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift, say gift, of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say gifts, he said the gift. In the gift lies all the gifts. Speaking in tongues, prophesying, gifts of healing, working of miracles. That is by the Holy Ghost as he wills. So if somebody's sick, willing to be healed, the Holy Ghost will heal them if you'll preach it to them. And all you got to do is say, take it. What's that? One drop of medicine makes the medicine go down. Medicine go down. Y'all remember that old rhyme? It was a Disney thing. One makes the medicine go down. God is good. He's sweet. Take his word. One drop of sugar makes the medicine go down. Sing it the way you got to sing it, but open your mouth and let his word come in. Gary Price used to minister to this church. He said, if I could just take your head and pull it back and just throw this word in you and put your head back on. That he was getting a revelation of how do I get the people to receive it? I can't get you to receive it. I just got to preach it. And it's the preaching of faith that miracles happen. Amen. Miracles. That's what Peter says. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. And this is Peter speaking to them. His time, his day, to your children. They might have been pregnant. They hadn't even been born yet. And to all that are afar off. That's me. I was afar off. Amen. Even as the Lord our God shall call. As far as I know, the roll up there is still being called. I mean, God is calling. All ye sinners, come home. Come home. Come home. All ye sinners, come home. Amen. That's the call. Come home. Man, come home. In my Father's house are many mansions. That's my home. That's my goal. Well, guess what? I don't need faith for that anymore. I sealed that deal with Jesus. Come on. Jesus has purchased my redemption. It's done. He's not coming back to the cross. I have seen that. So now I've got to take my faith and use it on something else that I need you to understand, that I need to understand. Amen. Now, if you're wondering if you're saved, come up here and get born again. Because I know in whom I have believed. And once you've settled that, I don't care what the devil says. He's a liar. See, once you understand the devil's a liar, his game's over. That's the only card he has. And once you understand that, thank you, Jesus. This is something else that was spoken on New Year's Eve here. This is going to be a year. Now you got to receive this. This is going to be a year of visitations. You want Jesus to come visit you? Now I'm not visitations. Now I've already got born again, but Jesus, you can come to my house anytime and explain some things to me. Do you know it all? Thank God, because I don't either. Amen. We on the same team, but Jesus knows it all. Has anybody ever played chess? How many? I played back in middle school. I wouldn't challenge anybody right now to take on anybody, because I haven't played in a long time. But I'll tell you this, the Lord reminded me New Year's Eve that we're going to be three moves ahead of the devil. Well, how do you know that, Pastor? Because the Bible says the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. See, the devil can't show you something to come. He's not God. He's not omnipresent. The devil is not omnipresent. God is. The Holy Ghost is. And he, in chess, when somebody makes a move, I'm thinking three other moves to make to try to get that person in checkmate. And back then, you just had automatic moves. If somebody moves that, I know I'm going to move this. If we know Jesus, we can be three moves ahead of the devil. Hey, come on. Anybody watch the stock market? Got your 401k investing? Now, I don't keep a big eye on my, but I'll just tell you this. About 3 months ago, I checked it, and it lost about $9,000. You know what I said? Devil, you a liar. Get off of my 401k in Jesus' name. Double for my trouble, devil. $18,000. Get back into my account in Jesus' name. I checked it yesterday. It was plus $9,000. My God watches over my words to perform them. I didn't just jump up and holler. I said, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'll do? I'm going to watch it more often. Amen. The devil don't want you to watch it. He's a thief. He wants you to do something else so he can come steal. Well, I'm going to tell the angel, you know, I'm supposed to be increasing. So when I see decrease, that ain't God. But there's other people, when I say play the start, I don't want to say play the stock market. God wants you to be a good steward of what you have, because everything I have is from God. It's His. So it's okay to invest in the stock market. That's a visitation right there. If you feel like you need to invest something, He's going to show you what to invest in. That's called a visitation. If that's a desire, ask God, Lord, I want to make a right decision this year, and He will visit you. Now, it don't have to be a dream. He'll visit you according to your faith. It might be in your mind. You just have a knowing in your spirit. Lord, bring back to me. You showed me something this morning, but if it comes, it comes. If not, it'll be for another time. But just how God speaks. The cedar post. That's one of them. Wayne was wrestling with a cedar post at his house yesterday.
I lost.
He lost. He lost, but round two is coming up. But he shot me a little video because, you know, once he gets done with this cedar post, he can go work on the songs for Sunday. But this cedar post is down in the ground, and he had a solution for it, but his wife has another solution. You know, just cut it off right here and fill it up, throw some whatever you need to in there to kill the root, be done with it. But that wasn't her. God's going to give her a better vision, because we don't need to be in dive vision. We need to have the same vision, get rid of the post, and go to bed at night and not worry about it. Because the ground is there to decompose the post. You don't have to use termites. That's what the soil is for. Amen? Termites occur. In the name of Jesus, no more will mice be in this house in Jesus' name. Amen. We command the mice that's been, these little rodents that's been eating on our food, chibbling on the, in Jesus' name, we take authority over you now. Yeah, we got traps, but you know what? We got the Word of God. That's called something in the Bible. It's called a pestilence. It's called a pest. So, Lord, we claim it right now by faith. We command these pestilence right now, these mice, to get out of this house, get out of this building in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're not cursing them to die. If they need to die, fine. You know, they can go out here and they can be food for a cat. Lord, they can just suffer for Jesus the way. However, Lord, we just command them to get out of our house in Jesus' name. Can I get an amen? Colette says double, double, amen. She's the one that sees these little creatures. She hasn't seen one. She don't need to see them. She can see it by faith that they're gone. Amen. We're just dogmatic enough to believe that. That would be called a sign and a wonder. Why? Because I don't want Colette to see one trapped in one of those little traps. She don't care to see it. Neither does God. Because that's not a desire of Colette's heart. Amen. So let's just put the word to work. Give faith something to do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. I ain't going to see no mouse because they ain't going to be in my house. That just sounds good. Hallelujah. That just went right along. Going back to the cedar post, and I'll let you go after this. Sorry, Wayne, we had to work your mom in that too. No, we're not sorry. We just, the old devil, he just tried to work on us. So Wayne's dealing with this cedar post and sent me a video, and he's just wiggling this thing round and round, round and round. That post is hanging on for dear life. It's about 2 foot down in the ground, but there's roots taking hold of that thing. This is old cedar post, had a mailbox on it. Birdhouse, had an old birdhouse on it. I had a wisdom tooth pulled about four weeks ago because there was getting some decay in it, and Doc said it'd be better that we pull it than try to invest and do a crown, and he made the right choice when he started pulling it. My gosh, I prayed in the Holy Ghost. He numbed it. He's pulling. I'm feeling pressure, not pain, but pressure. I felt the pain for 2 weeks. You know, the healing. You know, there's pain sometimes involved with healing. My gosh, he pulled, and he finally got it. He said, "My, I ain't never seen one like this." He was supposed to save that. So I wanted to see the tooth, but he never did. He said, "This thing got 3 roots in it. The thing was holding on. Why? God gave me a tooth to hang on." See, I destroyed it because when I was a kid, I ate a lot of candy, but I didn't brush my teeth because I didn't do what Mama said. Got to get that sugar off. It wasn't God's fault. That was my stupidity. And it cost me. It cost me 54 years later at the hand of the dentist who saved me by getting rid of that tooth. But it hurt. That post is hanging on. It's got a root down there. The Bible says if we be rooted and grounded in the love of God. See, where that just preached right in the message. I told Wayne, I said, that root's just hanging on to that post. Like the word of God planted in our heart hangs on to the promises of God. Be rooted and grounded. See, that root, once that seed starts germinating and those roots get down and that little twig pops up out of the ground, you in trouble. If you don't get on that thing before long, it's going to, those roots are going down. See, you think you're just seeing the beginning. No, you're not seeing the roots. See, the word of God being preached today, if you'll let it get in your heart, but don't let the devil come and steal it. How does he steal it? I go out here, well, you know, pastor said that, but I don't believe. You know, oh, I don't believe. Then you just got let that seed get dug up. You didn't let it get rooted. Get it, let that word get rooted. In other words, rooted means you go to bed and you think on it. Think of, you meditate on that thing. Find it in your Bible. This is what Pastor was saying right here in John 6. You go home and study yourself to show yourself approved to God, not to the pastor. You please God, you'll please your pastor. Come on. I'm a pastor speaking that I've pleased pastors in my life. By what? Serving them. I'm not asking you to serve me. Serve God. In serving God, you'll serve the church. Do what he's called you to do. Amen. Leave this place and do what God's called you to do. Go preach this gospel I preach to you today in your own particular way. Amen. Preach it. God, the Holy Ghost will anoint you. He has anointed you to preach good news. People don't want to hear about their sin. They want to hear about Jesus. I didn't want to hear about all kind of things I was doing when I was a sinner. I knew that. I needed help. I needed a shepherd. I needed deliverance. And when I heard somebody preach Jesus, my ears started, man, I need to hear that. It was my spirit man, my lost spirit man that was needing salvation. And it started drawing me. See, that woman at the well, she knew she'd had 5, 6, they wasn't her husband. She knew she was sleeping around. Jesus knew it too. But what did he say? He talked to her about living water. He didn't talk to her about her cheating husband. Come on. He talked to her about this living water. Man, that got her interested. Well, living water, I ain't never heard about that. And then he said, I am. She knew about the Messiah. But what did he do? He gave her a little bit of salt, got her thirsty. See, go out there and give people some salt. Give them some good news that you've heard. Come on. Get some good news. See, I can't bring a horse and make him drink, but I can get him thirsty. I can give him a salt block and make him thirsty. He'll go to that water. He'll get to drinking. Amen. Give people some good news. And they'll start listening. I'll say this and I'll close. Because I was thinking about Mom. I think about Mom every time I see a cardinal, things that she likes. She told me there at the end she had these little cardinals. She said, when I see those cardinals, I think about my nephew that's in heaven. She's thinking about heaven. So when I see cardinals, I think about Mama. Wow, she's in heaven. I'm not glorifying the cardinal. I'm just, Remember, God would say, put you up a, when they have a great victory, they'd say, put you up a monument, a pillar, put you some rocks here so you can remember the Lord your God. Well, when I see a cardinal, I remember Mama. She liked those birds. So I say, I miss you, Mama. Pray for me. Help me preach this gospel. See, Paul was telling Timothy the same thing. Timothy, what I've taught you, find faithful men and teach it to them, Timothy. Why? Paul knew his departure was getting close. And he was trying to get that spirit in Timothy that was in him. Because you know what? Paul can't preach the gospel down here no more because he don't have a body. He don't have an earth suit. Angels are going to preach the gospel in the end times. But we're going to have good times in the end times now. Because we ain't going to be here preaching in the end times. The angels are going to be doing that. The 12 tribes of Israel, those thousands of 12, those 100, help me, 144,000, they're going to be preaching the gospel. So it's our time to preach the gospel, to preach the good news. Judy's going to be preaching this good news. See, I heard her give her, said, the Lord's been preparing me. The Lord's been preparing me. You prepared, Judy. You know what? He's had you in the oven. Jackie, you know, it's called proofing. I wasn't going to say it wrong. See, he's been proving you, Judy. Now somebody's going to what?
Raising her up
so somebody can taste of her. Amen. Somebody going to taste of that good news. See, there's nothing wrong in preparation time. Nothing wrong. Preparation time is never wasted time. Amen. That's good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you, ma'am? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is a visitor, but you know what? This ain't her first time visiting Jesus. Tell me your name again. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this precious gift right now, Lord. Thank you for Diane, for her coming to your house today, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your promise. You're going to visit Diane, Lord. Lord, there's things that she's been asking to understand. And Lord, we just thank you right now, Father God, that when you ask, Jesus said, when you ask, you receive. So Lord, we just thank, I don't know what she's been asking, Lord, but you do. And Lord, we just thank you right now that you're going to visit her and you're going to show her things. That she's going to be able to pray things out in her family, Lord. She's not going to see her children go through some dumb stuff that she went through and some things she's seen other people go through. She's going to help them. You're going to help her pray it out, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. She's going to be able to say, know things three steps ahead of the old devil to help some of her children or grandchildren, Lord, to save them from distress, to save them from this evil, dark world. And we just thank you, Lord, right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that she's going to know that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Anybody need prayer this morning? Don't lift your hand. If you need prayer, come up here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Something been on your heart. Need to get prayer for. Personal prayer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the healer is here. Jesus is here. What you need, sister?
I've got to have surgery on my foot Tuesday.
She ain't no winner. She had a child. See, my thinking, I got to bring it back down to the Word of God. But the Lord said, ask her what she wants. See, God just asked you what you want. You came. The Lord gave her a child, and then later the child got sick and died. And the Lord gave her the child, and when she heard the child died, she laid that child on her bed, and she said to her husband, didn't tell him what was going on, said, I'll be back in a little bit. I'm going to find the man of God. Because she knew the man of God gave that child, and he didn't give that child for that child to die. He gave that child to live. And when the prophet saw her coming far off, he said, he sent his servant down there and said, go ask the woman, how is everything? And when he got to her, he said, woman, how is everything? She said, all is well. well, in the natural, it wasn't well. But she wasn't looking at the natural. She was looking to God. And when she got to the prophet, he said, "Woman, is everything at home with your husband okay? Is everything okay with you? Is everything okay with your son?" She said, "All is well." But the prophet knew by the Spirit that he needed to go. But he got her confession of faith. You know what? Gail, you're saying, "My foot's all is well." That's exactly what you're going to have, a well foot. How about two of them?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Stretch forth your faith, church. Father, we just thank you right now. We're not working up faith. We're agreeing with faith. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. Right there it is. All is well. Just breathe it in. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. So just, when's this surgery?
Tuesday morning early.
So go to bed early Monday night and just tell the Lord, "Lord, I'm going to bed. Thank you. Thank you that all is well." And when you go for surgery, when you go in, and they're going to put you to sleep. They're going to put you to sleep.
Yes.
Just last thing you say, "Thank you, Doc. All is well." And you know what? When you wake up, you know what everything's going to be? That's the third time. All is well.
That's right.
All is well in Jesus' name. Amen. And I hear a testimony in 2023 from Gail. All is well. It even rhymes with her name. All is well for Gail. Because she said, "All is well." See, you have what you say. You can have what you say. But a lot of people are saying what they have. "Well, I got diabetes. I got high blood pressure. I got. They have what they say. So what do you want? "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want any good thing." That means I won't lack any good thing. So be like Abraham. Abraham was looking for a city. He never found it, but he's there. But it was in the seeking that he was blessed. Come on. Because God told him, "Everywhere you go, Abraham, I'm going to bless you." And he had this picture of heaven. He had this picture of the Jerusalem, the great city. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Well, he couldn't find it, Randy, because it wasn't here. I just got a revelation of that. It's in heaven. My God, he couldn't find it here, but he kept looking. Keep digging, Wayne. Don't give up on, you're not giving up on the promises of God, right? It is well. It well. Sing it. Sing it. Bless the Lord. Father, let me just speak a blessing over him. We're going to just worship the Lord. If you had something you needed and you feel like you didn't need to come down for it, don't give up on it. We all got to set your faith. Set your faith in 2023 to believe. Fear not, the Lord is with thee. And everything that he's called us to do this year, we're going to get it done. Everything you've called us to do, Lord, all is well. So I speak blessings over your people today, Lord. All is well in their finances. All is well in their body. We're speaking it by faith. We're not looking at our bodies. We're looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And our faith is alive. Our faith is active. And our faith is in the promises of God. And we thank you, Lord, that this year is going to be a year of victories because all is well. In Jesus' name, amen. Lead us, Wayne.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when song is well.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.